Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Morrilton 26-12. We will check our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we are joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Adele Leonard. And before we get to your game, Adele, you got to be impressed with the way the boys are playing right now.
I'm so proud of Coach Fulcher and these boys and Coach Morris. They're playing great tonight. You know, Morrilton comes into tonight with an 8-1 record, and their only loss was to us. And you know they had to come out motivated, you know, fired up to play against our guys, and our guys are doing a great job. And you know, you had a few, I mean, if we're just about 3 or 4, you know, layups away from having even a bigger lead. You know, we're getting really good shots, so I'm super proud of Coach Fulcher and job he's done all year. I think he's done a great job.
Well, now getting to your game tonight, I know it was a game that was seemed like it was tough for Mountain Home, for your girls to stop that Z Wright girl there on the low block.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I've talked all year about we got great kids, and everybody knows we got great kids. They uphold high standards. They're awesome in the classroom. Got a team GPA of 3.93. I mean, they've high morals. They great examples for every younger Lady Bomber that's coming up through the program. But we didn't come out of the locker room ready to play tonight, and it was evident when Z Wright gets loose in transition, when that's all we talk about is, you know, she can really only hurt you in transition, and she gets loose, nobody picks up the ball, and she gets 6 points, and then we foul two shooters. And then the other thing we talked about was not fouling, and we give them 10 points in the first 3 minutes just like that. And that really, Matt, really is the difference in the game. You can go back and analyze different things. And I'll be first to say that the officiating was awful, but we were worse than the officiating. So, you know, you got to be able to come on the road. This program, forever, we know you got to come on the road in adverse situations, and you got to find a way to win. And the number one way you do that is you play great defense. And we came out of the locker room and did not play great transition defense, didn't play great defense all night, and that's why we got beat.
Well, I know that's something you'll have to work on. You got a couple days to do that before you host BB on Friday.
Yeah, and, you know, we've scored 38, and if we win 38-35, great. You know, I mean, that's who we are. Is Hannah Pfeiffer's doing what she can offensively. Hannah's going to tell you she's got to be better on the other side of the ball too. Everybody does. And, you know, we got to go to work on some things and fix some things transition defense-wise and half-court defense-wise, because the offense is what it is. It's a dogfight every night when, you know, you've got – one kid who you feel like is consistently going to give you a certain amount of points, and then really that ought to make everybody else's job easier because they're concentrating on Hannah so much. And you know, I think she scores 23 of our 38 tonight, and we need to find some help on offense. And, you know, a lot of nights it's been Peyton, and I don't want to put it all on Peyton because it shouldn't always have to be Peyton. You know, Anna Grace Foreman is more than capable of catching it down there on the block one-on-one and making something happen for us. And everybody's capable. And, you know, it's not the ball not going in the hole is not what frustrates me because – I mean, obviously, it does. Because there's no kid that means to miss a shot.
Yeah,
we got good shots all night. It's the lackadaisical, not having the right mindset, coming out of that locker room when you know that Morrilton can, if they get going in transition, that's going to get them going. And we allowed that to happen. And I got to do a better job, obviously, to get us ready. But coming out of that locker room and giving up, spotting them 10 points because of bad defense is unacceptable.
Well, real quickly, let's talk about BB, your next opponent. And I know that it was the tough part about facing her last time was that post player, Katie Turner.
Well, she absolutely destroyed us. And, you know, I don't know what the right kid had tonight for them. But
24.
And, you know, that's the, I think, the kid from BB that you just mentioned and her, that's two players. Very few times that happened where someone scored over 20. And, you know, she just had her way with us, and we got to make some adjustments and do a better job on her. BB's good. They're really good, and we'll have to play well.
Well, Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you making the trip.
You bet. That was Mountain Home Girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. Let's take a look at our scoring summary for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home, leading the way is David Waymire with 8 points, 6 on the night for Garrett Deechee, 4 for Colton Peters, 3 each for Luke Cruz and Talon Benton, and 2 for Hunter Bashirs. For Morrilton, leading the way is, Jansen Bell with 4 points, 3 each for Donald Jones and Xavier Wright, and 2 for Torian Kane. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Morrilton 26-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Meet the man behind the